Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No lies from Hugh Douglas today. All facts dripping in Detroit Lions sphere. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we have ComboCon. We'll get back to your would you rathers and, of course, your feeling on the game. Are the Eagles going to win this thing over Detroit? I expect them to win the game. Kyle does too. Hugh doesn't. But we got to expose a liar here. Look, I think we all, for the most part, respect Dan Campbell as a football coach. He's done a heck of a job with the Detroit Lions, but the guy's a liar. We're going to get to that because we found some evidence to it went totally the opposite of what he tried to spin the other day about fans here in Philadelphia. First, though, and if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to get a chance to watch this. We were able to dig up. This is really courtesy our buddy Johnny, who's in our fantasy league. He was able to go back and he puts up all those clips all about the birds, yep. His Instagram and Twitter account. So he's good with this stuff. He was able to go back, Hugh, and find this clip because when I thought about it, I was like, wait, Campbell played in Hugh's era. Campbell was like that second tight end, that blocking tight end. I was like, they definitely used to bring him in his different stops in the NFL to try to block Hugh Douglas. So if you're on YouTube watching, you could see this. Here we go. Hugh Douglas Dan Campbell attempting to block Hugh Douglas. Hugh, why don't you describe what the heck this was?
Well, as we pull it up. It was a lazy block. Looked like it was just a lazy block. It was mostly he was trying to cut off the backside.
Yeah.
Looked like he was trying to cut off the backside block. And his job was to try to get underneath me, like a hook block, right? Mm. But he couldn't do it. He couldn't get underneath because he wasn't strong enough.
Oh, yeah. You ran right through him.
Yeah. Because it's designed to cut the backside defensive end off. You know, it's like a reach. That's what it was called, a reach block. He was trying to reach me. And I didn't let him get inside, and I was able to get that separation and make the play.
I need someone to go to Dan Campbell's press conference, either today in Detroit or call in, or after the game Sunday. What was it like trying to block Hugh Douglas?
He'd probably say, who?
No, wait a second. He's more likely to remember you than you him. He was just a second tight end. You were at that time a premier pass rusher.
This cat don't even remember how to – he misremembered. I'm not going to call him a liar because liar's strong. But he misremembers stories.
Well,
no, he lied.
He misremembers.
Well, let me
just say this because as a former NFL player, you misremember a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this
as not a former NFL player, Dan Campbell, you are a liar.
Well, let's get into this because we have more video evidence here and more evidence. So first, Dan Campbell earlier this week on the ticket in Detroit. Telling a little tall tale about fans here in Philadelphia.
It's a great place to play. I mean, it's electric. It's had batteries thrown at us, spit on. You know, it's just the classic stuff, man. It's probably the most hostile place to play. And then, you know, going into the stadium, leaving it during the game. You know, things have backed off a lot now since back in the day. Like, some of these things you can't do anymore, but... You know, I remember Strahan in 99, maybe it was 99 or 2000. Anyway, I think it was 99. Strahan, I think we were in overtime. Anyway, he took I think it was a fumble recovery all the way back to the house. We won the game because of that. So we all go back there to meet him. And I just see this It was like a 64-ounce cup this guy had that was full of tobacco spit. Oh. And just, and I'm running over there celebrating. He just pours it on Strahan's back while everybody's running over there. I backed off at the last minute.
Yeah, good call.
But, you know, just stuff like that. So it's a hostile environment. I mean, it gets you fired up.
Yeah, he lied.
Well, he lied, and not only did he lie, we have video evidence of this as well. All right, so let's...
Oh, you found the video?
Well, our guy Johnny found the video. Well, so going back, here's the clip of the game Dan Campbell is talking about. Hugh, you can watch this, and we could all see it if you're watching on YouTube, because you see Strahan pick the ball up, he runs to the end zone, they're celebrating, right? Mm-hmm. They're nowhere near the crowd. Like, they're nowhere near the crowd where you would obviously see them right up against the crowd, and then maybe someone dumps something on them. None of this happened. Mm-hmm. Let's we could take a watch at that one.
Strahan, touchdown, and the Giants win!
Weren't we just talking about inopportune time things for the Eagles? That's it in a nutshell.
And the Giants...
Is that Lonnie Pelele?
Does it again.
Young Andy.
Yeah, that's big
the
red.
Giants come from 17-3 down.
You see Trey before he stopped putting that Beijing in his beard.
23-17. The Giants defense forced a fumble late in regulation.
Honey bun. No, that's not. That's Dellenbach. I thought that was Honey
Michael
bun.
Michael Strahan, after the block by Christian Peter, grabs it and runs it in for the winning touchdown. What a turn in this game.
So the celebration that Dan Campbell's talking about there, Hugh, they must be, what, 20 yards away from the actual crowd?
Yeah.
He's making that up.
Yeah, he did. When he said that story.
You knew it was fake.
I knew it was a lie. Listen, Philadelphia is a rough
BS.
City. Philadelphia is a rough city, no question about that. But deep down, Philadelphia fans are cool. I was, you know, talking trash to some Philadelphia fans last night, man.
Why? Why you doing that?
Well, you know, he called me old. And I told him his hair was falling out, and we became friends after that. Though it was funny. I was at Whiskey Fest. Shout out to Whiskey Fest.
Oh, what a touching moment.
No, but it's to me that's Philadelphia.
The city of Brotherly Love,
you're
right
old,
there.
You're bald.
But no, that's Philadelphia in a nutshell. You know, you can't. I feel like this, man. Living here, you can't be super sensitive.
Oh,
you know, you can't be, because that's just not how the city is. So, you know, we're at the Whiskey Fest, and he said something like, "Yeah, man, you're looking kind of old or something." Like that, right? And so I said, "Oh, I said, well, you need to come on home, bro, because your hairline's receding." I said, "You need to join me and Joe."
Uh-huh.
And we ended up, you know, like shaking hands and taking a picture. But that's, you know, I mean, that's to me what's endearing about Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. But what Dan is trying to paint, come on, man, ain't nobody doing
it's fraudulent.
All that, man.
It's nonsense.
Ain't nobody, nobody spitting on anybody, because I can tell you for a fact, you spit on anybody that I know, that you're going to see them up close and personal. And you're probably gonna have some welts after they get done with that.
You know,
Strahan ain't spitting on Strahan.
Between this and the fact that the ticket in Detroit won the Marconi Award over WIP,
that's some
I think it's time that we declare war on the city of Detroit. Right,
and Nicholas the Lions fan.
And
wait
Nicholas.
Minute, who won? Which show part?
Well, no, the station.
The whole station.
No, like we were up as the station. We were one of the nominees. The ticket in Detroit, their version of WIP, they won it.
We need to fight them.
That's what I'm saying. We declare
like
full
real.
War on Detroit.
I haven't sized up their producer, but you know.
Are they coming to town?
You mean the hosts?
Yeah, all of them.
I don't know.
They better not.
In Detroit.
Just kidding. I'm not going to do anything.
We're declaring war on the city of Detroit. That's official.
Yeah, I did need to add though to this interaction that Hugh had. Do you know what I'm going to say?
What?
That's not happening in a Midwest city, dude.
No. And that's how you know you're not in a Midwest
city. That's a big L for your whole Midwest take.
Well, it still feels like a Midwest
take. It does.
That would never happen in the Midwest.
Because at the end of the day, we became best buds.
Is that right?
I wouldn't say we didn't become.
You didn't realize, but you buried your own take.
Yeah.
Is that right?
By telling that story.
People are too angry here for it to be the Midwest. This is different here, Hugh. And that's why, I mean, I think.
Dude, somebody in the Midwest is going to cry if you call them bald.
Yeah,
we got, what is it like? Do I have the right people? Mike Valenti.
Yeah, he does the afternoons.
Mark Ryan.
Yep,
you Dan Leach.
You got all the people. Yep,
Jeff. Yeah, we need. We need to whoop.
Yeah,
all
we're declaring
them.
War. Let me look at these. The whole station.
Kyle really sizing them up for
it's like Anchorman stuff. We're gonna have a,
anyone I can take on that crew.
We'll find
Let
one.
Me see. Yeah, we're gonna find somebody. We're gonna look up there. We're gonna look up.
How many? Well, here's a question. How many former pros do they have in the station? Like we have three former Eagles here. I know Richie is not quite as big as he used
Wait a minute,
to be.
They have a. We can't. Well, we can get Devin on their female because they got Heather Park. You think Devin can fight though?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
she's from Philly, dude. Yeah. They're from Detroit.
Wait a minute. I think Detroit might be a little scrappier
well,
than we're
Detroit,
giving
Detroit. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm still declaring war in Detroit. All right, that's official. All right, 215-592-9494. It's Hugh sizes up all the hosts in Detroit for
us. Yeah,
to...
we could take them.
Good.
We could take, what's that, the Valenti show?
Yeah.
With Rico?
Rico and Mike.
Rico don't stand a chance.
We got those guys.
Ooh,
no
the
worries.
Morning show, they're a little old. That's what Devin got to have to fight.
The morning show is old.
Buddy old on the morning show.
How old are we talking?
You look Angelo Cataldi, y'all.
Okay.
Oh.
But do you trust the camera in the fight? Like, he's our morning
well,
guy.
Well, the camera definitely had to fight the Angelo Cataldi lookalike.
Okay.
We got an old guy on our show.
Yeah, but they ain't. I would venture to say, and this might be me talking because I feel this way.
Here we go.
I'll whop all them cats by myself.
Yeah, I'll come in, Mama.
And who was that on the morning show? Richard could take this dude. Stoney?
Yeah, we got, I tell you, we got them. The fact they took the Marconi from us, and now they got Campbell on there telling lies, and no one checked them. We're about accountability here on this show.
Should we put up? I wonder if a lot of people on Twitter don't like us. Do you think they would root for us if we fought?
Their show.
Well, no, but it is Philadelphia versus Detroit.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
As much as I like this conversation. This feels wrong, so we probably need to stop.
Yeah, I want to be very clear. I'm not going to do anything.
Hey, listen. Cause
I'm all talk over here.
I've been in HR. This just feels like we're... Right
Hugh, they allowed Campbell on the air to tell lies. We got to get back. And then they took our Marconi.
This feels
they
like
they took the Marconi that you earned for us with all
hey,
of
man,
the
I'm
wonderful
saying,
drops
though.
That we've had over
I mean, as much trouble as I've been in, this kind of feels like we right there.
So, oh, this is the line? This is where we draw the line?
Hugh, bro, you got this, man. You can take it.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Because Hugh's afraid of getting called back in the office again. Let's go to Ricky and Royce. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, man?
Hey, Ricky, what's up?
Ricky?
What's up? Hugh?
Yes.
Actually, very, very visionary. I see, like, when you you know, talk your facts. You speak from a sports side of aspect. You know, so you don't speak with fanism.
I try not
and
to.
And then that Detroit, you know, fan caller also proved the point. So like, you gotta think like there is no clear cut number.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For one, everyone is considered in a tier with each other as far as Seattle, L.A., Detroit, Philly. You can even throw Tampa Bay in there. But I feel like when you start underestimating teams such as Seattle, you know, things start, you know, you don't see them this year, you know. So the only time you might play them is in the playoffs. in Seattle. That's a scary place to play.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, and Ricky, to your point on all this, the Eagles with Sirianni and Hurts have not won a road playoff game yet, which makes all these games important so we could try to get the highest seed possible and, you know, get the most home games possible here.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not like, you know, they dog walk, you know, the Rams. They only won by a blocked field goal.
Yep.
So that game was close-knit. So, like, I mean, and then you got, you know, we haven't seen what Dallas was able to do on defense yet after the Quinnen Williams trade. Chicago seems to win these last second fluky, you know, and you got them coming up. So it's just like there are certain things you can't, you know, undervalue, just like they took advantage of the first game against the Giants, you know.
Well, and I don't think the Eagles are going to underestimate the Lions. Now we might. We might feel,
like,
yeah. But now they,
as far as, like, the upcoming schedule, can't overlook any opponent. You know, every win matters at this point.
Yeah, I think I can overlook the Raiders. We're going to win that game. I'm not worried about that one. All right, Ricky, what do you got for us for a would you rather?
Absolutely. Would you rather sit courtside for Jordan's flu game or courtside for Kobe's 81 game? Baby, if you're listening, I love you.
You got it, Ricky. Appreciate it.
Well, that's a good one.
I think it's an easy one.
81?
No, it's the Jordan flu game.
But how sick was he, though?
Or hungover, sick, whatever.
That's what I was about to say.
I mean, he's probably hungover. Can we be real? I mean, like, come on.
I mean, but that nobody's going to say that.
I'll say it. I mean, he did that stuff all the time.
We got you, man.
I would probably, the Kobe 81.
Yeah?
Because
game, though.
But you know what, though? The 81 game, because I remember the commercial, because number one, Jalen Rose was on the court for that one.
It was Raptors.
Yeah. And he was like, when you remember the commercial where Kobe and Jalen, they're in a restaurant, and he said he got ordered a martini, and he said, how many olives would you like, Mr. Bryant? He said, 81. that game right there, that's unreal. 81 points. 81 points.
I mean, we'll probably I was going to say probably, because we did see a few guys hit 70 recently, right? Like 70 has become a thing, and that happens. Luka did it. Booker did it. Embiid did it. Like 70 we've seen, so maybe someone will get to 80 again. But we may never see it again. I mean, 81 points is a ridiculous amount of points.
But you know
in
what it
game.
Is? It's not only the 81 points, but it's the person that hit him. You know, that the Mamba mentality, the mystique, that was Kobe Bryant. You know, Ike's a huge
Biggest one I've ever known.
And that, I would like to see that. I would love to see that.
The flu game in the finals?
You mean since you're saying that, the drunk game?
Sure, the hungover game.
Okay, but 81 points to me is more impressive than being drunk and being able to play basketball.
Wait a second.
LT used to be high on the cocaine and go out there and get the 3 sacks. He's
impressive.
I'm not talking out of turn. He said that. He said he woke up one morning on a bender and said, we got a game today? And went in the locker room, like at the half, and balled out.
38-7-5-3 with the flu.
You mean 38-7-5-3 drunk?
Whatever.
I think, no disrespect to Michael Jordan, because I know people are probably mad because I said that.
Game-winning three in the NBA Finals?
But 81 points to me, I would rather be that.
The only issue that we didn't unpack with this is, if you're courtside and Jordan actually has the flu, you know, you could catch it from him. You're right near him. I mean, I didn't think about that. I'd go to the Jordan game. Let's go to Junior in Texas. What's up, Junior?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Hey Junior, what's up? Man?
You know, I might be in the minority here. I'm glad A.J. Brown did what he did. And let me tell you why. What we're doing on offense is not sustainable. We're winning. Winning is what matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
But when we play competent teams, it's going to look like we played against the Packers again. And sometimes it's not going to swing our way. The Packers played themselves out of the game just as much as we did. And we have to figure out a way, not just to get targets to A.J. Brown, but just to scheme everyone open a lot better collectively. I've said this since week two. There's a refusal from this coaching staff to adjust unless they are forced to. The only reason they started going under center was because Toth has a hard time snapping into shotgun, and those snaps are wobbly, they're high, they're low. So they had to go under center. That's the only reason we're seeing that. And I have a feeling when Cam Jurgens gets back, it's going to be more of the same. So what A.J. Brown is saying is right. It's not sustainable. We're going to play ourselves out of games. And there's a good chance that we might lose against some better teams. Example, the Lions this Sunday. I'm a little bit nervous about that game.
So, Junior, I understand your perspective, and I tend to agree. Like, they have to be better offensively, otherwise they're going to get tripped up here. I just, when it comes to AJ saying this, he does it every 2 weeks. Does it really change anything? Like, does it actually have the result that we want it to? That's what I don't understand.
And I think that's why, I feel like that's why he's doing that. I feel like the coaching staff is just so stubborn that they want to keep doing the same thing over and over and over, that it kind of just forces you to be like, all right, well, if you're not going to listen to me, maybe you'll listen to the entire world telling you to get something going differently or to be better. And even Lane Johnson went to the media and said the same stuff, and everyone kind of brushed that one under the rug. So I feel like it's not just A.J. Brown. If they just have to be, they have to be so much better. There's no motion on the offense. There's no disguises. It just feels like their game plan is, we're going to try to out-muscle you every play, and eventually we'll find a deep shot to Devontae Smith.
It does it feels simple. It feels too simple sometimes. Junior, we appreciate the phone call. So here's the question. Let's say Junior's right.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the coaching staff doesn't know how to do anything different, or they don't think the players they have can do the other things?
$1 million question, Joe. It's hard to say, because I've heard people that have slid my DMs, and they'll say stuff like, well, the coaching staff refuses – to adjust. I don't know if that's true or not. Like, there's so many things that we can't definitively speak to. That's one of them, because the offense sputtered early in the season, and it did that the last three seasons, if you're being honest. And I think for a lot of people, you know, Jalen's played well. Jalen's won a lot of football games. But when you, if you're being honest with this, Jalen's the common denominator.
And Sirianni.
Yeah. They're both the common denominator. And if you really step back from it and you look at other offensive coordinators and other quarterbacks, they've seemed to evolve. Now, that's not me blaming anybody. That's me looking at the variables in these equations and looking at the things that line up and the other things that don't line up. That's a fact. Now, I'm not there every day, so I can't speak to what's actually going on. But I can tell you this. For whatever reason, Jalen or Coach Sirianni come out at the beginning of the season a little stagnant. That's the truth. Now, who is that on? I don't know. Can't speak to that. Don't know. But if you're being honest with yourself, it's one or the other.
It has to be. I mean, they're the only two people that have been here the whole time. I mean, they're the only ones.
They're the only constants. And then you have Brian Johnson. He's, well, before his quarterback got hurt. And then you look at Coach Goober. Coach Goober just had about three or four different quarterbacks.
That he has the second best quarterback in pro football on your list this
Spencer
week.
Spencer Rattler. No, who was it that last week?
How, you put two Saints quarterbacks on your list.
But
so
that's
far.
My point. But
and
that's
they both
the
stink.
Point. But that's the point. No, it's a week to week thing, Kyle. And week
they
to week.
They played well those weeks he put them
that's
in.
That's what I'm saying. Said. And it's a week. And he's had two quarterbacks that have been journeymen in the league and haven't really been that great. But he's figured out how to get them going. Mm. Well, for a day.
For a day here and there.
To beat the Panthers where me and Joe had him survive.
No, I'm just saying.
Again, it's rubbing it in, really.
I have a little bit of an update on our fight with 97.1.
Are they ready for it?
Did they hear that?
No. But is he the morning show host, Stoney?
Yeah,
somebody called. I don't know the gentleman's name who called, but he alerted me to this. I looked it up. From Philly. Grew up a Philly fan.
So what do we cut him slack, or are we mad because he left?
Well,
I mean, wasn't Campbell on the morning show? He let Campbell say that and didn't check him.
Well, so yes. And then also when I was looking through things to pull audio-wise from 97.1, Stoney was talking crap on Philly fans.
Oh, so Stoney allowed it to happen. Yes. He allowed Campbell to lie.
Stoney the Angelo Cataldi knockoff.
He's a traitor. He is what he is.
Oh, so again, this is why we declared war on Detroit. I mean, I told you this.
However... It does appear as though he's, I would guess he's about that action.
Stoney.
Philly guy.
Oh.
So the camera might be in trouble.
Like, I wouldn't just,
Stoney versus the camera, who wins? That's the question. Stoney. Is that what you're saying?
The camera can't even walk, man.
All right, 215-592.
Might be a toss-up.
94-94. That is how you get aboard here. We got a lot to do. We'll get everyone's phone calls up here. Would you rathers for a chance at the Combo Con? It's a great prize today. Gut feeling. What do you feel on this football game Sunday? The Eagles and the Lions. I expect the Eagles to win the football game. They're at home. Their run defense improves considerably since Jacoby got back, which is huge in this game. Their pass rush has improved. They're facing a team that plays a lot of man coverage that helps the Eagles pass the game. This is an Eagles win. Cold, windy, golf outdoors. It's an Eagles win on Sunday. Hugh Douglas over here. Detroit Douglas is feeling a little nervous about this game. He thinks the Lions are going to win. Where do you come down? Plus, we got to get to this. The referee assignment. Are we saved or are we screwed in a big one on Sunday? That is next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.